You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back, everybody. We're going to continue on with God's Holy Days versus Pagan Holidays. Now, we're bringing this to you during the Holy Week, the literal Holy Week of God. Passover and the Days of Unleavened Bread are going on right now. We just recently finished up Passover, and now we're observing the 7 days of unleavened bread. If you want a snapshot of this, take a look at Leviticus 23. That's where all of God's holy days are listed. Of course, you can't get out of Acts without seeing the Sabbath and the holy days over and over and over again, and how Paul and the early church were keeping them. But I always find it amazing how those that celebrate pagan holidays call their time Holy Week. It's not a week long. It's a 3-day holiday. They think they go from Friday to Sunday, and somehow that's got something to do with Jesus. And it doesn't, but they don't want to study history. They don't want to look at the origins of that pagan festival. But let's get into this, because this is, like I said, the true Holy Week. Since God divorced the northern 10 tribes of Israel, he's allowed his people to be deceived. And as the end draws near, he's going to warn them to stop these vile practices that they're doing. Revelation 18 verse 1 says, "After these things I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having a loud voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues. For her sins have reached to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities." Well, just like ancient Israel was in bondage when God delivered them from Egypt, they had to be taught God's way because it was lost. He's delivering his people from Babylon today and teaching them his way again. He's calling us out from this pagan idolatry and warning us that the time is short and we've got to leave or we're going to be destroyed, because he is going to release havoc on the earth. These are the times where they're almost upon us, of the 7 last trumps, where plague after plague after plague after plague after plague will be released. And those that don't obey God will not receive his mark. They will receive the mark of the beast. The plagues will destroy millions of people. Don't let yourself be one of them. Please stay tuned. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.